said if I was richer, I'd still be with ya. Now ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit?
And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. What the fuck you? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Can't afford a Ferrari.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am Big Black, and via satellite, we got motherfucking Skame Dollar on the phone.
What up?
Yo, what's good?
Chilling, brother.
Chilling.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. That's right. It's my birthday today. Yeah. Woo! Party time. Julian will not be with us today. Jay Snog, he's dealing with some family stuff. Hopefully, everything works out for the best, but we will keep you all posted on that. Well, not the details, because... this ain't that kind of podcast, but we wish you the best of luck, sir, in your dealings right now. But we got two East Coast niggas for that ass today.
Yep.
Same old shit, doing it up. Same old bullshit that we do, talking shit, mostly about the stuff we care about. I don't care if you don't care about it. Just fast forward that part. Anywho.
Skip.
Yeah. What he said, skip it. Fucking like that, remember that fucking toy back in the day?
Oh, yeah, smashing people's ankles.
Fucking skip it. Oh, goddamn. I wonder if that toy comes with like a smartwatch now instead of a little counter.
Just stare at your watch and see the counter go.
That's fucking great. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, shit. Yeah, so, again. Y'all know what's going to happen. This episode's going to be a little shorter. But, Skame.
Yo.
What's the most boring shit you have to talk about right now?
Good question. Probably some MMA.
All right, let's start off.
We had a Fight Pass exclusive last night, so you know what that means.
Nobody watched
it? Nobody fucking watched it. So last night there was a UFC Fight Night 127 from the O2 Arena in London. Like I said, it was on Fight Pass, nothing else, so not many people watched it. There's not many subscribers to Fight Pass that I know of. But it was an alright card. Obviously, I didn't watch it because I don't have Fight Pass, but I looked up some of the videos and checked up some of the recaps. The main card opened up with Leon Edwards versus Peter Sabata.
Sound like you said penis.
What happened?
Sounds like you said penis.
Peter Sabata. Peter Sabata. He came in and landed some good shots, but was looking to take everything to the ground. Got a double leg. I'm talking about this towards the end of the fight. It was a solid fight throughout, but the way it ended, Sabata took a double leg. Edwards scrambled and got up. In that scramble, they eventually went back down to the mat. Sabata was on his back. Edwards was on top, and he just landed short punches and elbows. It made Sabata turtle up, and once he turtled up, Edwards just started dropping bombs, looking at the ref, waiting for the stoppage.
Right.
Ended up getting the stoppage with 1 second left in the fucking fight.
Wow.
Yeah, the ref... The ref came in as the bell was sounding, so like nobody went crazy because everybody thought the fight just ended. They were waiting for a decision, but then they called it. It was like, oh no, the ref stopped it with 1 second left.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that was actually the second fight of the night that had happened. There was a fight on the undercard. Who was it? Paul Craig versus Mogamad Ankalov, I believe. Ended up, Paul Craig got a triangle with 1 second left.
Damn, bro. That's mean. Yeah. You go that whole fight for that shit to happen in the last second?
Yeah, and rough. From what I was seeing, he was pretty much losing the fight on the cards up until that point.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's crazy night for those last minute stoppages in the fight. Moving on to the other fight after that was Tom DeQuincy.
Yo,
he defeated Tyrion Ware.
Tyrion Lannister? Whoa!
Yeah, Tyrion Lannister. came out of a fantasy
and
world.
He fought and Tom DeLonge from fucking Bleak 182 or whatever his name is. No, sir.
What was that?
He fought Tom D from Blink 182. Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, it was an okay fight. Nothing spectacular. Went to a decision, man. Tom DeQuesne, I believe is how you say his last name, ended up winning the fight. It was a bantamweight fight, so, I mean, I know you don't like those lightweight dudes.
Yep, you know, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, especially when it goes to unanimous decision and there was nothing memorable that happened during the fight.
I mean, I appreciate them a lot more than I did. You know how it was. I wouldn't even bother to watch it. Like, now I watch it. I still don't think it's as entertaining. They do fight fast, you know, but...
Yeah, I mean, the skill is definitely there. It's just not the wars that you're used to for the heavyweights and light heavyweights and shit that. Even middleweight.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, you can even say welterweight. Welterweight, too.
I could, but I'm not. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but you're not. Fuck you. moving on to the next fight after that. Co-main event was Jan Blachowicz. He defeated Jimmy Manuel. Jimmy Manuel was pretty solid contender for the light heavyweight division. This is actually a rematch from a few years ago. Ooh. That Manuel won. Manuel put up a good fight, but ended up getting rocked early in round one. And Blachowicz just kind of outworked him for the rest of the fight. It was a fight of the night, so Manuel did put up a good, solid effort, but ended up losing the unanimous decision to Blachowicz. Earned him, like I said, fight of the night, so they each get $50,000 for that.
Damn. That's what's good. Sorry, I was just rolling a joint.
No, it's all good. Moving on to the main event, we had a heavyweight throwdown between Alexander Volkov versus Fabricio Werdum. Alexander Volkov ended up coming out with the win. Volkov started off, spent most of the first two rounds on his back. Obviously, Verdum's fucking hell of a jiu-jitsu black belt. So, I mean, once somebody's like that's on top of you, it's kind of hard to get out if you don't have the equivalent skill to match him. Spent most of the first two rounds on his back, but third round looked like Verdum was getting a little tired. Volkov was landing some shots, started swelling up Verdum's eye, bloodied him up a little bit. Verdum seemed like he was just kind of losing steam, just trying to take it to the ground as much as he could, but Volkov was stuffing him. Round four came in. They were standing there and trade, like, towards the end of the round, it kind of seemed like Werdum just kind of gave up and was like, I'm just going to swing for the fences and see what happens.
Uh-huh.
They started throwing, like, heavy bombs towards each other, but Volkov got the best of them, hit him with a couple of uppercuts, dropped him, and then landed two shots while he was down before the ref jumped in to stop it. So Volkov just got his sixth straight win, fucking fourth in the UFC. Beating Werdum, that's a big win for up-and-comer like Volkov. So he's probably lining himself up for a heavyweight title belt.
Yeah, because like you said, that's a good fight there, because Werdum's definitely still got some weight to his name.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely been falling off recently.
Yeah.
He's had some tough fights, but, I mean, still top tier in the heavyweight division, especially in that division. Those dudes last a long time. I mean, that's probably the weight class with the least amount of turnover for fighters.
Yes.
But so Volkov is definitely up and coming. Maybe he'll get the winner of Stipe and Cormier. Who knows? But we'll see what happens there.
DC, fuck him.
Fuck him. Now I'm starting to get more respect for DC. He still seems like a little bit of a crybaby, but he's earning my respect.
Yeah, good for him. fucking.
Well, I liked him before when he was in Strikeforce. I mean, he was a smaller dude slamming dudes around in their head in the heavyweight Grand Prix. But with all that shit that happened with Jones, I kind of lost a little respect for him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever.
Shit happens.
Shit happens. Fucking, you're gonna switch it up, switch gears. To not NASCAR, because you think that's what I would do by switch gears. I'm going to talk a little bit about La NFL free agency period.
Yeah, man. Fucking. Seems like it's been busy. Yes. Couple of days.
It's been wild. Kirk Cousins is in Minnesota. Case Keenum is coming to friggin' quarterback the Broncos. Man, fucking Michael Crabtree is on the Ravens now. It is fucking crazy. Crazy shit that's going on. It's just, I love free agency, man, because this is like bad teams get even worse. And better teams get even better. It's just like the fucking draft, though. But, you know, with established players. You know, fucking Sam Bradford's on the Cardinals. Wait, they signed him for a $20 million contract for a year? Can you fucking believe that?
That's crazy.
That is insane.
These shakeups are pretty interesting. Normally, there's a lot of movements, like a lot of moves going on. But this seems to be the busiest consecutive days that I've seen.
Yeah,
I may be wrong. I mean, I'm not big on following many other teams other than the Pats, but like years past, it doesn't seem like this many moves have
right.
gone.
Right, I'm with you, man.
Like it seems like everything's just back to back to back to back. All this shit's happening.
Yeah, it seems for me, it's like every 2.5-3 hours, I check the fucking sports news, and it's like, what? This motherfucker's here. This person quit. Yeah. Fucking Danny Amendola retired. Like it's.
I was looking shit up earlier. I didn't see any of that. And then when I went on to get some more notes down for the show.
Sorry, Danny Woodhead.
Retired.
Yeah, Woodhead.
The Pats just picked up Cordell Patterson from the Raiders.
Yeah. Nigga, like, it's crazy. Going down. I said fucking Danny Amendola. I meant to say Danny Woodhead. Yeah,
I thought you said Woodhead. I heard Danny and I assumed it was Woodhead.
And that's what I meant. You can pick up my thoughts. 2,000 miles away. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's amazing. Yo, Case Keenum, who was a decent, being generous, decent quarterback, is getting his 2-year deal with the Broncos for $36 million, yo.
Yeah.
How?
That's insane.
How? This nigga got cut. Fucking Jordy Nelson got cut from the Broncos. I mean, from the Packers, and he just got picked up. I can't see what team it is right now because there's so much shit happening on my screen. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. That Sue guy from Miami got dropped.
Mm-hmm.
He still hasn't got picked up yet.
Yeah, he's not worth the headache. I mean, somebody will pick him up. This is, again, that when you drop Sue, like, he's a decent player. He's pretty good. But when I said shitty teams get shittier, right. That's a shitty team that's going to pick him up, and he'll just run amok there, and it'll just get even worse. Kirk Cousins, 3 years, $84 million to the fucking Vikings. Jesus Christ, that is insane. Wow.
Do you think this is the year Kaepernick gets a job, or do you think he's still blacklisted?
Kaepernick ain't ever playing in the NFL ever again. You know why? Because there's a draft every year.
As the unrestricted free agent. So
no, I know.
I had to throw that out there.
Absolutely, and he should be fucking playing, but he's not going to be playing because there's a draft every year, and there are younger, better quarterbacks. And again, it's like the Sue shit. They're not going to deal with the headache. They fucking they wrote him off a long time ago. They ain't worried about him.
Is that headache still really there? I mean, how much is he still making headlines, you know?
It's not about the headlines. It's about people being aware of certain shit, you know? And once you're aware, you can't forget. And that's what these motherfuckers hate, you know?
True. Yeah, true.
And that's why we try to talk about... Although this is a sports podcast, we try to be dead-ass honest and real, you know? Just fucking make you think for a second, make myself think, challenge my fucking views, you know what I'm saying? Tweet at me, Instagram the kid, DM me, whatever. Try to change my mind. I welcome that, seriously, with anything.
Yeah, wanna fight about it?
Let's fucking fight! No, sir. I ain't fighting nobody. I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah, for real.
Jordy Nelson, that's where he's at. He's on the fucking Raiders, bro. He got cut by the fucking... Packers, and now he's on the Raiders. Raiders are looking pretty decent on paper. We'll see, though. We'll see what happens. Man, I'm fucking high as shit.
Yeah, because aren't they re-signing Lynch, too?
Who, the Raiders?
Yeah.
Dog, they re-signed fucking...
They dropped Crabtree, but I think they're still signing Lynch.
Yeah. Ah, shit. Now, this is the free agency shit, so I can't even see, like, who re-signed. I mean, I guess that's technically free agency, but this is like the people that moved from different teams or.
My Michigan boy, Chad Henne, still kicking around?
That motherfucker's still playing? Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he just got signed by the Chiefs, apparently.
Wow, we called it last week. Julian said it. This is like big names, and then after the big names, it's like, he's still playing? Holy shit.
Yeah, it looks like they picked him up for a 2-year deal.
Chad fucking Henne. I mean, he's got to be a fucking, he's got to be like a bench fucking QB. Who picked him up?
Chiefs.
Oh my God. Kansas fucking City,
he's
bro.
He's probably going to be behind Patrick Mahomes as a backup this year.
That's funny. I skipped right over the Chiefs fucking section. It just says it's right there. First fucking name, Chad Henne. Like, wow, 2 years. It doesn't say how much the deal is worth, though, on this website.
No, yeah, I didn't see that either.
Man, that shit is crazy. You know? Wow.
How do you feel about Woodhead's retirement?
Let me Google how old he is, and then I'll have a different answer for you, depending on how I find out how old he is.
He's probably, I would say, mid-30s.
That's what I think. But we'll find out.
He's only in the league for like 9-10 years.
Nebraska native Danny Woodhead, at peace with retirement, changed the NFL.
Not even, he's 33.
Yeah, he's my fucking age. I mean, I just turned 32, so he's a year older than
33.
Me.
Yeah, he's my age.
Yeah. His fucking.
Yeah, I like the move. I like the retirement. That dude's taking a shitload of shots, especially when he was with the Pats.
Yeah. No, and I agree. I'm glad he's retired because, yo, had it said like 28 or something, I would have been like, oh man, he's not gonna make it, you know.
Yeah.
But 33.
No, I think that's a smart move. Absolutely. On his behalf.
I'm with you, dog. That's a smart move. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Just like the rumors of Gronk like retiring, like I wouldn't be mad at that. You don't want to keep taking shots the way he's getting injured.
No, exactly. He's like one of the few niggas in the NFL getting hit like that consistently.
Yeah, especially if he can do something afterward. You know what I mean? And like if his move is to the WWE, like why keep risk getting injured when you can make
right.
way more money doing that? You know
what yeah.
I mean?
Fucking. You can it's tweet at us at TMS Report or whatever. What do you think about your favorite players or players that you really enjoy retiring? It doesn't matter if it's from football or basketball.
Well, what people would consider early retirements.
Yeah, early retirement, right. Because, yeah, NFL, I mean, the thing is, the average NFL career is literally, it's 3 to 5 years or some shit like that on average.
Yeah, something like that.
So the fact, if you make it to 6 years, 7 years, you already broke the odds, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, still, but we get used to niggas, you know. I'm about to sound really old, but people like Deion Sanders, who played forever but was still nasty, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get used to people like the superstars that played for 10, 15 years, the Randy Mosses, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Fucking, it's just like,
it's not
wow.
Not like that anymore.
Nah, it's like a couple years and then, but we'll see, man. I feel like the NFL,
There also seems there's a lot more talent coming in nowadays, too.
Yeah. There's a lot more talent, and the game is a lot more, I don't want to say softer. It's a lot more ticky-tacky. No, it's a lot more ticky-tacky because niggas are still hitting you, dog. You know what I'm saying? But it's like when it comes to the refs.
It's not like it was back in the day.
No, fuck no. It's not like that. It'll never be like that again.
You don't see open field tackles like you used to.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. good old NFL.
Helmet popping off and shit.
Uh-huh. Man, those are the good old days.
Yeah. Old school football.
Old school football. Popping shit. Popping. But yeah, I know there's a lot more free agency shit that's happened. I'm just one dude, you know? Just one dude with a busy life and an interest and really just one team, so
yeah, but you're into it deeper than I am. I mean, you have more knowledge on other teams. I'm pretty much just basically Pats only.
Yeah, no bullshit. I do pay attention, but like my nigga Diesel, who I've been trying to tell him to get on the podcast, that motherfucker, you can say, yo, remember 15 years ago on a Tuesday? He'll tell you exactly what game it was. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, damn, before you can even finish your sentence, like he's really fucking knowledgeable with like sports fucking stats and just everything, bro. Everything. Give him like 2 minutes and he'll come back and he'll tell you everything. And like, he don't even have to walk away. He'll just sit there and you can just see him like run through his brain like, damn, the sports encyclopedia. For real, bro. He's got some skill when it comes to just pulling up random shit from sporting. But having said all that, you know, done with NFL free agency for now.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, going with the next thing. I was filming a movie today and will be for the foreseeable future.
Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah, Mr. Big Shot. Because
Hollywood.
Not even. Not even. Fucking. So I run audio, you know, and I was helping with my boy Justin. He was doing it with me. And he pulled out his laptop and started streaming fucking Rocket League on Twitch. And I was like, dude, this is fucking genius because we don't have anything to look at other than walls or people. You know, everyone else is like huddled around a screen, you know, and all this shit. So I was like, dude, this is legit. So I was pumped for a game that I fucking hate and would never watch on my own. So it was really weird, man. Watching that esport, the Rocket League shit was very... I mean, Overwatch League is very similar to the Rocket League shit. Rocket League is a lot more polished because they've been out longer. But yeah, it was interesting. Like, I still think the game is stupid as fuck. If you don't know what Rocket League is, it is a video game out on current generation gaming systems, PCs, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4, and all those versions of those consoles.
And the Switch.
It's on the Switch?
Yeah, I picked it up on the Switch.
I mean, really, the Switch is a current gen technology. It's like, whatever. I'm not even going to talk. Anyways, Rocket League is a car game. You play soccer with vehicles, and it's ridiculous. Some of the shit these dudes were doing was fucking amazing, but at the end of the day, I'm still like, I hate soccer.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm not big on soccer either. Even when this game came out, I passed on it on the Xbox. I never picked it up. But when I got my Switch, it was on sale in the eShop, so I ended up picking it up for like $15. So I figured, why the hell not? Something to do. It's actually not a bad game. It's actually it's pretty fun. I'm terrible at it. I haven't played anybody online because I'm just going to get shitted.
Oh, yeah, you're good, yeah.
But it's something to pass the time when I'm on the tee. It's all right. It's cool.
That's what he says. I still don't. I'm just like, if you don't like soccer or cars, don't waste your fucking time.
Yeah, you know what it is for me? I think it's the cars.
Yeah, because you fuck with cars. Yeah. You don't fuck with soccer like that.
No, not really. I mean, I'll watch the World Cup here and there.
Yeah.
If somebody's playing FIFA, I'll get my ass kicked. But that's about it. That's my soccer experience.
Oh, man. But yeah, I like cars and shit, but it's just like, still, for me, it's a soccer game because I'm like, I'll just go play fucking Forza or something, you know?
No, some of the people are pretty nasty. Like, have you seen Brandon's stuff on Facebook? Like, he's fucking incredible.
Nah.
Like, I've seen videos online, people doing shit, like,
I tell you,
jumping
this
in
is...
the air, flipping in the air, flying halfway across the fucking
stadium. This was the first time I ever...
and scoring.
Today was the first time I ever watched Rocket League. Because when I worked at GameStop, that's when the game came out, was when I was managing GameStop. So we had that shit. We had a demo, and we had a fucking thing on the TV that played, like, every 45 minutes, and that shit drove me crazy. So I never paid attention to it. Like, I learned how to drown it out. So, like, today was really the first time that I ever watched Rocket League for an extended amount of time, more than 2 or 3 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And like you said, I said, like, it was fucking incredible, the shit that they were doing. Like you said, doing flips and flying and doing all this crazy shit. I'm like, how the fuck are they doing is passing the balls to it's amazing. However, like I said,
it's not something you would play.
Yeah, it's not something. Ooh, it's thundering out here. Nice. That might have picked up on the mic. I mean, lightning and shit. Whatever. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Shit happens.
Man. But yeah, this shit was crazy. So I was really mad because I was like, oh shit, let's watch Overwatch League. Fuck, it's Sunday. And I was fucking, I was kind of upset. But
yeah, you could always watch the highlights.
No, for sure. But the Rocket League shit was live, and I think they were, that's what it was. They were playing for $500,000.
was that the E-Link?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, 500K? That's insane.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah. But the Overwatch League Boston, man, they're doing better. They beat the Dallas Fuel 4-0. Shanghai Dragons still fucking suck. I don't think they've won a...
Did they get any wins?
I don't think they've won a single fucking match yet.
Nope. Still 0-18.
Yep, still. They are 0-18. Fucking Florida's won 2 games at least this fucking round. This stage.
Well, Florida got that new guy. They just got that, I can't remember his name, but I know they got somebody in a trade that's been helping them out.
Yeah, I never remember these fucking players' names until, like,
reading. I think they got him from the Spitfire or some shit. He was, like, one of their bench players.
Yeah, dog. And that's the other... Yeah, that's... Excuse me. Swapping teams and shit. I mean, trading and shit. That shit's dope.
Yeah, I was watching a little video. He was talking shit. He was like, yeah, they have me right on the bench most of the time, but he considers himself one of the best tanks in the league. And, I mean, since he's joined Florida, they've gotten a couple of wins, and he's kind of proven it.
Yeah. It's nice.
Fuck, what's his name? I can't remember what his name was.
But, yeah, Dallas Fuel is in 10. San Francisco Shock are in 9th place. Los Angeles Gladiators in 8th. Boston still sitting right on the outside at 10-8. With the Los Angeles Gladiators at 7, and also with the Houston Outlaws at 6. So there are 3 teams with the same record, 10-8, 6-8. Philly Fusion, 11-7, with the Valiant, of Los Angeles. They're also 11-7. 13-5 are the Seoul Dynasty and the London Spitfire. And number 1, fucking New York, which is also like a pretty much all Korean team. So go figure, the 3 all Korean teams are fucking, you know, shit.
Yeah, surprising.
Surprise! What a birthday gift. Fucking A sauce. Yeah, it's a... one of the coaches... Ah, fucking shit. I don't have my notes with me. One of the coaches from on the Overwatch League team fucking shoulder bumped 2 players after a match that his team lost. Which is fucking, like, you know.
A big no-no, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I almost said illegal. I mean, it is illegal, and you know, it's bad. And then he came out with a really shitty apology. Not even shitty.
You know, he didn't mean that shit. He did it on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. He said it was accidental, and it was an unprompted thing that no one even paid attention about. No one even paid any mind to it until he released that shit, and then people started looking into it. It was like, wait. If it was accidental, why would you even bring it up? You know, then they watch the video and like, oh, this dude clearly like shoulder checks these kids. Which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's just a competitive asshole in them.
Yeah. Go play a contact sport, homie.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do.
Go play a sport with somebody who hits you back.
For real. For reals. For real. But yes, fucking new Overwatch character will be hitting very soon. Actually, the shit might be on Tuesday.
Checking that out. I haven't played in a while either, so it'll be nice to get back into it.
But yeah, dog, she'll be out. She's a support. It's gonna be nice. I'm dope. I'm pumped that they released like so many support characters back to back. It's fucking. It makes me feel good.
I'm still out here, mad basic about it with my boy Soldier.
Hey, you need DPS, bro. DPS, damage per second. That's right. And we were saying tank earlier. It's literally what you think it is. It's a player that acts as a tank. Does a lot of damage. Takes a lot of damage. You know. It's fucking beast. But yeah. And then support will support either one of those. And a defense character is a defense character. They have like, you know, help you defend things and such and things as such as those.
Yeah, there's actual strategy just like every other sport.
Actual strategy, yeah. So, personally, when I play Overwatch, I'm either running tank or fucking support.
Yeah, it's about the same for me.
And, like, some of my homies, Derek, he does DPS a lot. But we need it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need different team compositions. It's called meta, most efficient team assembly is what I call it. I don't know what it stands for really. But Meta shit.
Making up your own shit out here.
Hey, the president can do it, which, by the way, fuck Donald Trump and fuck Mike Pence. If they can just make shit up, I can make shit up. And my shit is going to be based in fact, though. That's the fucking difference between those two fucking asshats. Anyways. It's been a while since I've said that on the podcast.
Hey, fuck it. Sometimes you got to get it out.
Absolutely. I try to get it out every week, but sometimes I just be having too much fun and just forget all the hate that I have in me.
Forget to drop it here and there.
Yeah, no, just forget all the hate that's bottled up inside of me. Ah! But, yeah, man, I love Overwatch. I had a dream there was an Overwatch movie that came out this summer. I fucking shit my pants. Not literally in my dream, though. I was like, oh, shit, son. I'm going to die.
Interesting to see.
My heart was going to explode. It was nice. So hopefully that comes to fruition. That'd be fucking dope.
Is it rumored?
No.
Oh, just shit you would imagine you would like to see.
Yeah, just some shit I would love to see. Just shit I'd be thinking about in my sleep, apparently. Overwatch. Give me the Overwatch. Give me the Overwatch.
It's your new obsession.
It's my new old obsession. I have a fucking, what's his face? Big Baby? Glenn Davis? You seen that shit?
Oh yeah.
Big Gummy.
Did you see his response to?
I did.
Yo, I was that like, shit was hilarious.
This nigga eating Popeyes on a private fucking jet with a stack of cash.
With the briefcase of cash they reportedly got him with.
Yeah, dog. Like, don't listen to the shit you see on the news and on the internet. Nigga, I'm out here. They just mad. I got money. I was like, what? What?
Yeah, that was probably... That's probably just him with Mayweather-style briefcase of money. Smoking a shitload of weed, so he had a quarter pound of weed with him.
Yeah.
And they just happened to bust him trying to get him with distribution.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nigga,
it seems like, anyway. I don't know the details, but going off of what I read, that's what it seemed like to me.
He had a QP to smoke. And he was just chilling because he has money.
Did you see the report when the hotel manager first came to the door? He told him to fuck off.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, this is the manager. They got called for a strong odor of marijuana. Mm-hmm. So when he knocked on the door, somebody yelled, fuck off. And that's when they came back with the cops.
Wow. Damn. Okay. The shit that I read didn't have that fuck off part in it. It was just like...
Oh, I read that shit early this morning.
That's fucking crazy. But yeah, dog. I was like, he's the big dummy of the week. I was like, I found my big dummy of the week. And then, I don't know.
Where was he again?
I don't even fucking know. He was in some like hotel or some shit like that.
No, but what city? I mean, is it a legal city? Like a legal state?
Oh, I don't... Probably not. There's not many. We just happen to be in a couple of them that are.
Yeah. Maryland.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is in Maryland.
Yeah, Resident Maryland Hotel.
I'm not sure. They might have medicinal, but I'm not sure if they do recreational. Because I'm smoking a fat fucking joint I just rolled at the beginning of this podcast. I'm so high. Everybody.
Look it up, see if it is.
Smoke weed. It's good for you. It really is. If you're over 21 years old and live in a state where you can purchase marijuana, smoke it. It's good for you.
Oh, it's under 10 grams is decriminalized, but recreational is illegal.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, technically, they could get him with fucking intent, but if it wasn't like packaged.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like it was bagged
up. Exactly. He just has some weight on him, and he's a big dude. Shit,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, I mean, he could prove he got the money for it. I mean, it's not bagged up. He could always say, like, yeah, I just buy this large amount because I smoke a shitload of weed.
Bro, we used to go through QPs. Like, if you think about it, man, back in the day, bro.
Yeah.
We used to go. We put in work back in the day. I mean, I'm still putting in work like crazy, but damn, nigga, we used to go.
Like those days.
No, not like the old days because I'm smoking shit that's way more potent. But fuck, bro. We used to get down. Nobody could hang with us.
No, nobody.
And I don't even try to say that as like some cool, like, yeah, I'm a pothead. Nobody can hang with me. Like, it was legit. Like, back in the day, because you know that shit mattered when you were like smoking weed and getting fucked up. Nobody could hang with our squad. Fan base, baby.
Hell yeah, fan base all day.
Don't think I forgot if anybody from fam is listening, nigga. That shit's... Ooh, don't you think, nigga. We doing this shit. Doing it. Yeah. Let's close it out with some NASCAR.
Some NASCAR. All right. So today we had the Auto Club 400 from Fontana, California.
Ooh.
Julian's boy, Martin Truex Jr., swept both stages.
Ooh,
and won the race.
Damn.
Yeah, he put in work today. He ended up taking over first place in the overall standings, too. So he's leading the charge there.
Wow, he's got a lot more points than Kyle Larson. Holy shit.
Yeah, because remember I was telling you, they were always riding, I would say, top 10 mm-hmm. in every other race before. And they were always up there. I mean, every time I would mention who was winning, his name was up there in those standings. So, I mean, he's always getting consistent points and now sweeping both stages. And he was on the pole. Like, that's
a
come up right there.
The next closest person is Kyle Busch with 51 points so far. Yeah. Damn, yo, that's crazy.
So, yeah, they're having a good start.
Oh, wow.
Kevin Harvick, who won three straight, looking for his fourth. He ended up crashing early in the race.
Oh, damn.
I made some contact with Kyle Larson and got put into the wall. So ended his race pretty early. But I don't think it would have mattered. Martin Truex, he was the fastest car on the track all day.
Yeah, shit. Damn. That's crazy. He's fucking straight swept that race.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we got Kyle Busch, like you said, was in second. Logano's in third. Brad Keselowski's in fourth. And Ryan Blaney's in fifth. Got my boy Alex Bowman. He's still up there. He's doing his thing. He's in 14th right now. I'm sorry, 16th. We got some other standouts. Bubba Wallace, the rookie,
uh-huh.
He's in 19th. He's not doing too bad this
That's
season.
Not bad at all for fucking rookie season.
Yeah,
that's not bad at all.
Another rookie right behind him, William Byron's in 20th. So, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good season so far. Nothing really too crazy has happened. No fights or anything, but still a pretty interesting season.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Fucking NASCAR.
Fucking. NASCAR, I want to go fast.
I want to go fast. Speaking of going fast. Please, quickly, follow us on the internet, everywhere. We are at, collectively we are at, is what I should have said, god damn it, at TMS Report. Individually, I am at The Beatnik, Julian is at Julian C. Mitchell on Twitter, at Jimmy Blinks X on the Instagrams. Wow, that was fucking loud as shit. I wonder if
I heard that one.
What? That shit shook my crib. Holy fuck. Oh, man. Skame, at Skame44 on Twitter, at Nemesis_Supreme44 on Instagrams.
Yes, sir.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Please keep supporting us. Shit's about to take off. All this cool shit's happening behind the scenes that y'all don't know about, but you'll appreciate it. And yep, and I'm gonna go before my power gets cut off.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
Yes, thank you guys. Peace.
Later.
Fuck the police, coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad because I'm brown and not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, because I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. We can go toe-to-toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me, cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread. Without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, 'cause
out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident.
Fuck the police and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Think you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gat and Ren's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two. They can't cope with me, the motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gat. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
Tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Cause my identity by itself causes violence. The E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as you all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror and is on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away. While I'm driving off laughing, this is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Jury has found you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.